Now to Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Bob Young of American Farm Bureau right after this.
Well, here we are, folks. It's a new year, and it's time for the very first BigIron.com sale of 2011. This sale is January 12th. First items close out at 10 a.m. Central Time, so go to your computers right now and check out this outstanding sale listing. Folks, you can get some big horsepower tractors like this 2001 John Deere 9400 Track tractor. It would be a great piece of equipment to pull some of the 42 pieces of tillage equipment that is on this sale, getting you ready for the spring planting season. Speaking of planting, over 23 planting items on this sale, wheel loaders, vehicles, lots of semis and nice trucks on this sale, even some bigger equipment like combines, construction equipment, you name it, right here at BigIron.com. The best part about bidding and buying at Big Iron is, as a buyer, there are no buyer's premiums. What you bid is what you pay, period. And every item is unreserved, so the highest bidder gets it no matter what. It's the best way to bid and buy. It's BigIron.com. First sale of 2011. Don't miss this sale. Almost 400 items up for bids at BigIron.com January 12th.
Agricultural prices for our farmers and ranchers looking very strong as we wrapped up the old year and begun 2011. For our cattle producers, we talked with Bob Young, chief economist of the American Farm Bureau here in Atlanta, about current cash cattle prices for our fat cattle, for our yearlings, and for our calves, all very, very strong. And he says a lot of that is because our number of cattle in this country very tight at this point.
We've now gotten to the stage where that herd size is, you're going to be very hard-pressed to just kind of boost beef supply just because the animals just aren't there. And I think we're going to talk about a 2011 where it won't surprise me for us to see record retail meat prices, beef prices in particular, as well in 2011 again.
How do we balance between withholding heifers to rebuild the cattle herd and not get out of hand as far as high beef prices and consumers?
I think that's a real concern, because I think we're going to see, just kind of go back and look historically, when we've, you know, kind of cut back on beef supplies and cut back particularly domestic beef supplies, you know, there's another meat out there that'd be just delighted to help fill that plate for you. Thank you very much. And I think it's very tough for us to gain back market share once we give it up.
So that is obviously a concern. Of course, the other thing that's driving a lot of this, exports have just gone crazy on both pork and beef.
Yes, they have, and that's certainly been one reason, particularly in this down general economic market, that we've been able to hold the beef prices that we have, and that's a very, very positive story for that sector. Now, understand, to a lot, you know, many cases, you're talking about different cuts of meat in those export markets than what we like to consume here at home. It's not that we won't, but we don't like to. You know, think about the way that we handle, I'll just go ahead and say the word, chickens. Think about the way that we handle chickens today in our markets, that, you know, we tend to consume most of that white meat here at home, and most of the dark meat goes someplace else. And so you've been able to really optimize the value of that carcass. And I think more and more we're seeing that happen on the beef side as well, and probably going to see it more and more in the future.
You know, how do we ration the beef that we're going to have available to us over the next year or so?
Like I say, I do think that's going to be a real challenge for us. I think we're going to need to talk about, and this, I understand all the implications and the angst that this statement's going to cause, but I think you're going to have to talk about a willingness to import more trim in particular, import the lean product in order to mix with our trim, in order to add value back to the product that way, and also to kind of keep some of that space on the plate until we can get the herd built back and be able to provide that domestic supply. Like I say, though, it's just going to be tough for us to hang on to market share as we go through this process.
Chief Economist of American Farm Bureau, Bob Young. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Wheat growers, you've heard the talk about winter canola. Now there's a one-day meeting where you can check it out for your operation. Attend Canola U in Midwest City at the Reed Conference Center Tuesday, January 18th. Growing winter canola can improve your wheat crop through higher yields and grain quality. Farmers who've had success with canola will be a part of the faculty at Canola U. Agronomics, marketing, rotational benefits, and more will be covered. There's no charge to attend Canola U. Just call 1-855-4-CANOLA or log on to www.canolau.com for more information. Canola U, sponsored by High Plains Journal and Cal.
That's your Beef Buzz from Atlanta, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.